Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 100 for July 7th, 2006, Mego's USB watch and giveaway. The Daily GizWiz is brought to you by Retail Careers at T-Mobile. Find your calling at T-Mobile.com/jobs. And now, get ready for Dick. An amazing event has happened. It's the first time it's happened to me. I hope it won't be the last. We are celebrating today our 100th Daily GizWiz. Ladies and gentlemen, the 100-year-old Dick DiBartolo. And he looks fantastic.
I do.
It's a good thing we do this every day, because if we did it every year, you would be really old. I mean,
Yeah.
Once a year, and this would be like our 100th year.
I'm actually 105, but I lie.
He
about
started
my
young.
Age. I started very, very young.
So, congratulations.
Okay, thank you. Well, we're going to talk about a couple podcasts ago, or maybe a couple weeks ago. We did the Kingston Data Traveler 2 Plus
with the Mego.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, Mego makes some other items. Mego makes a smart USB watch. Now, it looks like a regular analog watch, but it has 512 megabytes of memory. But the little USB dongle is actually molded or in the band of the watch. So you would never know until you put your thumb behind it and pop that little dongle up so that you can plug it into a computer.
So unlike other USB watches, it's not all clunky.
No, it's not clunky. And I'm going to say that, and then I'm just going to tell you that they also make, Mego has a little USB 512 megabyte flash drive with a neck strap, and it comes with an extension cable, and it comes with the Mego software.
So everything they do comes with this software. The Mego software lets you set it up so that your settings go with you, kind of.
Yes, exactly, yeah. To take on the road. So now this is the surprise part. I got a wonderful email. Oh, please let me find this man's business card. A wonderful email from the folks at Mego Software, the Vice President of Business Development, HISA, H-I-S-A, and his last name is N-I-T-O. And he said, I was so appreciative when I stumbled across your podcast.
He stumbled over it? Oh, no.
I know. He didn't hurt himself.
Oh,
he did not hurt himself.
Okay.
He did not hurt himself.
We've got to stop leaving the podcast lying around.
That's right. He said, I am sending you 3 Mego watches and 3 Mego 512 flash drives, all with, of course, Mego software, as a giveaway.
Great.
On your 100th podcast.
Well, isn't that nice of Hisanito?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
My question to you, Leo, was, and I did some thinking before we met, was I tried to devise a way to give these away.
Well, you're good at this.
I wanted to do something that would not result in my having to do a lot of work.
So you're going to have me do it, aren't you?
No. So this is what I came up with, and you tell me, you're hearing this for the first time.
Okay.
This is, we're doing a Regis and Kelly thing.
Springing this on you.
And you tell me if there are any flaws in this as a way to give this away.
Okay.
Is that people send me an email, and in the subject line, just put a single word.
One word.
Now, it'll be a word that you and I have used many, many times in our past podcasts.
Okay.
And the first 6 people who stumble across that word will be sent these gizmos.
Wow.
And I think to make it
I don't even know what you're talking about. Okay. Some word that we've used
many times. I mean
many times.
Many
times. And is it a person, place, or thing? Is it a noun, a verb, an adjective?
It's not going to be a name.
It's not a name.
It's not a name, okay? Because I'm ruling out.
It's not
I'm
Dick
ruling
or Leo.
Out Mad, and I'm ruling okay. out our names, and I'm
okay.
ruling out
it's not
Gaines.
Bill Gaines. Okay.
Right. Okay. So now, does that sound way too complicated?
No, I think given the ingenuity of our audience, you're undoubtedly going to get an answer.
Okay,
but you're also undoubtedly going to get thousands of emails with.
Okay, but basically, all I want is in the and Leo. Let's just put that it has to be within 5 days of this podcast.
Oh yes,
this podcast is July. Let me just 7th.
So you have to, you have until July 11th. Shall we
That's
say?
Good.
Okay, so you have 4 days until July 11th.
So this way, if you're listening to this podcast after July 11th, the contest is over.
Over. We gave it away.
Okay.
And it'll be the first five people who do this based on the date.
First
six people based on the date of reception of the email.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is correct. And to make life easy for me, you have no choice. I'll either send you a watch or a USB flash drive. Right.
Or nothing.
Right.
Right.
That's right. And then we'll announce them next Friday.
That's fun.
The winners.
Okay.
Does that sound like?
I love this.
Are there any flaws in this plan?
Well, I'm sure there are, and I'm sure we'll find them. But this,
yes, right now.
As far as I could tell, this seems a safe bet. I'm still puzzled what the word is. Do you want to give us a hint, a length?
No.
Nothing.
No. Listen, if I get 1,200 to 1,500 people asking for a free poster.
Oh, no. You're going to get a lot of entries in this.
I'm going to get a lot of entries.
And this is a nice gift. It's worth around $100, $150,
something like that.
And, you know, with your years in the game show industry, I think if anybody could design a clever contest, I think it is you, Dick.
Well, I think it's simple. It could be difficult.
Yeah, I think it is.
But the thing is, it's not like you have to sit down and write a 50-word composition.
But what I like is it rewards somebody who's listened to many of our podcasts.
Right. I'm gonna put people on their own good behavior is please don't enter like a billion times, okay? Enter once or twice.
Do you want to give out the email address? We haven't actually told
you. Oh, yeah. It's dick@gizwizbiz.com.
Oh, man, I think this might be a big mistake.
Gizwizbiz.com. You say again? I'm making a mistake?
It might be a big mistake. We'll see.
It could be a big mistake.
Your email's going to be flooded.
Okay.
You know what I love about you, Dick, though? You're such a natural, unassuming guy. You answer your emails.
You know what? I've got to stop, though.
Yeah, it's overwhelming eventually.
You're
going to get a million emails, but that's okay because you're a nice guy and you're going to answer every one of them by hand.
Yeah, right. No.
These you won't answer.
These I won't answer. Just put one word in the subject line, and that word is your answer.
That's all you have to do.
That's all you have to do. You don't have to type. You know, it's not like a 30-word composition. A single word in the subject line.
And no more than like a 10 or 15 attempts, please, folks. Don't no bots.
If we see
100 entries from one address, we'll disqualify that address.
Come on. Couple and one, two, or three entries, please. You know what? People were very nice the time that you accidentally screwed up the contest totally, and 150 people won Mad Magazine. A lot of people just said, listen, I won three times because I entered under three names.
Oh, wow.
I'll be happy with one
would be
Mad.
Good. People are good. People are friendly, nice.
People who listen to us, they really treat us like family. It's really wonderful.
We really appreciate it.
The other day, the bell rang. A guy came in and had dinner. I said, can I ask who you are? He said, I'm a listener.
I know you.
I said, okay.
I know
And
you.
I said, well, why are you taking stuff out of the refrigerator? He said, there are listeners in my car. You smartly, you live in the town no one's heard of.
No one knows where I am. They've heard of New York now. They know where you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Hey, I hope they've heard of T-Mobile and Retail Careers at T-Mobile. They've been our sponsor for the last few weeks, and we really thank them for their support of the podcast. And remind you one last time that if you're looking for a great job, don't forget to visit their website, T-Mobile.com/jobs. Great jobs exist at all levels with wonderful career opportunities, great commissions, and, of course, you play with the best phones in the world. Retail Careers at T-Mobile, T-Mobile.com/jobs. Find your calling. And
hey, you know what, Leo?
What?
Since this is our 100th podcast,
yes.
I want to give a thank you to Martin Sargent. Do you know what he's doing these days?
Yes, he's got a podcast called Infected.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
did he get us started?
Yes. I was going to San Francisco to Find gadgets for the gourmet show for one of my spots on World News Now. And I have been watching you. And at that time, Martin was on a call for help.
Screensavers. He was a regular on Screensavers.
On Screensavers.
Yeah.
And
he had a character called Mr. Scuzzy.
Yeah. And I sent you an email and him an email saying I was going to be out there and I'd love to look around the studio.
And
I worked for ABC News and was, grossly involved with Mad Magazine. And he called me up. And he said, Dick, I have to tell you, Leo will never see your email because he gets about 1,000 emails a day.
Yeah.
And he said, I just happened to flash by and I saw Mad Magazine and, I'm a fan of yours. And yes, you can come out and see the show. And he said, I'm not going to promise anything, but is it okay to tell the producers that you'll be in town in case they want to do something? And he told the producers and they said, oh yeah, if you're coming out for the gourmet show, bring gourmet gadgets to the studio.
Oh yeah. We jumped up and down when we heard that was you. And he was right. I never saw that email, but I was so glad that he caught it.
And so I thank Martin for bringing us together because we've had a hell of a run.
We've had a good run.
And this is just the beginning.
Well, you know what? We should get Martin on the Gizwiz one day. I will do that. I will arrange for that because he's great. And he does his own podcast now. He's doing it for Revision 3. It's called Infected. It's very funny, kind of an adult humor, but it's very wickedly funny. So he's a talented guy. So that's nice. That's a nice story. 100 episodes later.
Wow.
Dick, it's been a great pleasure, and I look forward to 100,000 more.
Wait a minute.
How many years is that? Let's figure that one out.
Yeah, nah, let's not.
We thank all of you who've listened, and I hope you've listened to every episode. Just a little secret. You can, if you look at the URL for this episode, people say, well, you don't post the old episodes, and we will on the new site, which should be up by now, by the way. But in case you can't find the old sites at twit.tv, you can always enter in the name of the podcast, just as this one would be, whatever it is, podcast.aol.com/DGW-0100, or actually it's not 0100, it's 100.mp3. Well, you replace that 100 with any number, 001, 002, all the way up through 100. And you could listen to each and every podcast. They're all online still for download. Is that confusing? I think I just confused everybody. I'll put an explanation.
So let me get this right. If you wanted to hear
podcast 99, it'd be DGW-099.mp3.
Oh, at www.aol.
Yeah, the same one that you've got right now, the same link that you've got right now. Just change the DGW-100.mp3 to anything from 001 to 100.
Oh, okay. So 113 is not going to work for a while.
No, not until we do our 113th.
Okay. I think I got it.
It's secretly online. Hey, I've got to run. You've got to run.
Okay, buddy.
We have done 100, and we will have a great weekend celebrating.
We will.
And if we're still alive, we'll be back next Monday. Thank you, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.
Take care.
Okay, it makes its own gravy.
It makes its own gravy, ladies and gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Bye.